What the fuck was that?
I have no idea. It's been so long since we podcasted, I had to get that out.
Holy level check, right? People are just like, I'm sorry for your ears. Holy crap.
It's been almost a year since we've been back here in this realm of internet spacedom.
Yeah. I mean, we've had plenty of conversations since then, but...
Oh, yeah. There's so much that we can catch up on, but...
Is there?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot of things, but I can't remember any of them.
I remember a lot of things.
I try not to.
Last year. But the most recent, and this is what I want to bring up real quick, is that my dad passed away last month, so I want to dedicate this episode to him.
Yep.
And that's kind of why I'm coming at this recording with, like, all my manic energy.
So are we going to talk about barbecue then? Because I know your dad loved him some barbecue.
My dad loved me some barbecue. Mark James Sr. loved him some barbecue.
Yeah.
He also was like a stickler about being clean in the kitchen.
Wash your hands.
A good cook is a clean cook is what he used to say.
Wash your hands. I say that all the time. I say, wash your hands. Even before COVID, I said, wash your hands. Don't touch your dick. I tell kids.
Oh, especially don't touch your dick if you're about to touch your meat.
I tell everybody that. I'm like, you can walk around with dick hands all day, even scratching your balls and your dick. And
I know motherfuckers would be walking around with dick hands on purpose, and they'd be shaking other motherfucking hands.
I know a girl who has vagina hands that'd be shaking people's
hands. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. You do. That weirdo.
Ooh, nobody should have ever told us that, because I'm never letting that down.
No, that's a weird thing to do. It's like ownership. Like, that's what the purpose was. It's like, now I have...
Now we're one.
Now you got me on you. How's that feel? Can you smell the fomunda on your knuckles? Ugh. No, that is fucked up. I think that's definitely sexual harassment, in the least.
And I was a high school student.
And not to mention, like, a biohazard.
Like, that was back when we were, like, in school. Like, that she could have got, like, expelled or something.
She definitely deserves some kind of therapy session.
Like, what if she had, like, the HIV, and she was out here just touching people with fluid hands?
I don't think that would work that way.
Yes, but... I mean, think about it, man. Like, she shakes your hand, you don't think nothing of it. You go eat lunch, you licking your fingers because, delicious.
No, that's not how it works.
That's how niggas get COVID. Why can't that be? I'm kidding. I know it doesn't work that way.
Okay, good. Look, HIV links, check it out. It's just so you get your information properly.
Yeah, don't get us fact checked. Look, Google it. There's all kinds of science in the world.
Oh man. So, as far as like that's concerned, you know, I've been a little concerned for you for a little bit there.
Oh, I did catch COVID last month.
Yep.
And so it was the first time I caught COVID ever in my life.
Yeah,
I dodged so many COVID bullets. Like, I traveled between two state lockdowns in the beginning of the pandemic, didn't catch COVID.
You're like the Matrix.
Kept flying for like a year back and forth between here and Detroit, didn't catch COVID.
You were like smoked with random spittle.
Just smoked with people I've never met in my life until I went to Detroit and didn't catch COVID. Came back here.
Are you gonna go through your whole timeline about how you didn't
came back
COVID?
Here? Smoked with a bunch of niggas who probably ain't even vaccinated because everybody thinks Tuskegee is a thing still.
It is. You know, syphilis is on the rise, and I'm not even lying about that. So actually, a lot of STIs. I was gonna say STI.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. After I got my vaccine, I got diagnosed with having syphilis.
See, I knew that.
I'm kidding. I don't have.
Because I gave it to you. How's that butt feel? I hope you're still shitting sideways. No, I'm just kidding. It is crazy, though. I think with COVID happening, a lot of people are just like, fuck it, and fucking with hats off and out there catching these things and passing them around.
Look how many COVID babies was born in the last 2 years.
There's a lot of people. A lot of COVID babies, weird shit that happened since COVID. And
COVID
a lot of
babies.
Every action has an equal or greater reaction, you know what I mean? And that's definitely what's going on. People were locked down and fucking trying to be nuns and monks and shit. And
the fucking spring/summer they opened the fucking floodgates to everybody. It was a wrap. It was a wrap. You see how many people came out in droves after like it got warm out here in Minnesota?
Yeah. Yeah, I was there. I was in the droves. No, I'm just kidding.
Not by choice. I was trying to fucking be like on I had to work. Some like I got to exercise type shit, and everybody else was like, I want to exercise too. remember that we were riding our bikes coming northbound on the parkway, and some lady like trying to push me off the fucking parkway like 6 feet.
I wanted to kick that bitch because she almost touched me.
She definitely touched me, and I don't appreciate it. She probably had COVID. There's another bullet I dodged.
I don't know. It was weird that she was running in the bike path when there was a whole running lane for her to be in.
I'm surprised we never uploaded an episode after last January.
Things got rough.
Things got a little fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. There was a lot of things that had happened in between here and there.
No, maybe we have uploaded since then.
I don't even
fucking remember, dog.
You told me it's been a year.
Almost. November would have been a year. So, no, we had to have done a January 6th episode or something akin to that.
I don't think so.
Somebody comment and let us know if I'm wrong.
I can't. It's been so
long. I honestly don't remember. That's how long it's been, and that's why I want to get back on this fucking train.
Yeah.
Chew. I don't have a train button.
I was honestly waiting for you to touch it. Because you were sitting there front leg, you had something lined up. I was like, all right. With your soundboard.
It's back.
Yep, it's definitely back.
It is back. And I can't remember which one's the cheer button.
That's not one. Good one. You got it wrong. That's serendipitous.
I should have figured this out before we started recording.
Yeah. I think that's it.
No, that's just people.
Why do we have people?
I think it's because we were doing a thing.
Okay.
Like we were doing like a public statement of some like some skit. I can't remember.
Can I say something to you?
Of course.
I'm not one to shit on shit. I do shit on shit. I shit on shit.
He's a shit shitter.
I have to shit. I'm not. We'll fix this situation later.
Which one?
This really bad weed situation you got here.
Oh man, I don't even want to talk about it, bro. Like I rolled up, hit it, and my feelings was hurt.
I'm still hurt.
I can't even be mad at the people that gave it to me because they didn't get a choice in the matter.
But they sold it to you.
But there's the thing. They probably bought it without sampling it, and that's the fucking card that they was dealt, just like me. You see what I'm saying?
Oh man. I don't know.
Like it's a fucking downhill slope, bro.
I'd have been like, look, this shit's shit.
All I know is that every time I go out and I smoke this weed specifically, my neighbors look at me like I'm fucking crazy because I'm just out there looking confused as fuck the whole morning.
Right. That's like some artisan weed that you made at home.
This old fucking barrel aged craft weed.
Doesn't even taste very good. You fucked up. It turned to vinegar.
You let weed sit in the sun too long, it's going to turn into oregano.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. We're smoking Italian seasoning here.
It do taste like Italian seasoning. Tastes like that fucking, the flakes that they put on fancy pizzas and shit.
Tastes like wizard smoke.
Oh. You know what's funny is because I that was my first reaction, but I kept it in here because I didn't want to bring back bad memories. Is this wizard smoke? Are we smoking wizard smoke?
I don't know. We are on our second one, and I think I'm feeling something.
I told you to take some time. yeah. for you to like while you're smoking it, you're like, oh, this fucking blows. That's how I know it's not a sativa.
Yeah, I like that feeling of like a wave going over my
head. Yeah, I want to cough and be like, I can't, I got to sit down for a little bit.
I can't get up. That's what.
But then once I sit down, I'm like, okay, I'm good. And I take off. I like sativa because it's like, it's a good head high. And then you go off and you take off and you do really productive things throughout the whole day. We're like, indica just wants you to take a nap.
I like nap weed. I like all
weed.
I don't
like nap weed, man. I don't get shit done on nap weed.
You just got to use it appropriately, man. These are tools given to us by God and you're just using them willy-nilly.
Well, look, man, no one told me how to fucking, no one told me how to build an extension on my house. So I rest assured to you that there's other tools I don't know how to use.
I could teach you. Look it. You see that hammer over there? You just swing it.
I use a hammer.
You see that
wrench? I nail things.
Do you know how to wrench things? You
hear that, lady? I nail things.
Just tell me it's the hammer and not the nail.
So wait, the nail is the one that you use to hit the little skinny tack, right?
What? The nail?
Yeah, the nail. You swing the nail and then the it goes into the little tiny, the tack is the hammer, right? The thing that they use to hang Jesus on the cross, the thing you put in the wall to hang frames and shit.
That's
the hammer, right?
That's the nail.
I'm kidding.
Oh God, I hope so.
I have two hammers. And it'll shit to the nail. I have a staple gun that shoots nails now.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see your lighter so I can light this thing?
I thought you had it. Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah. I've been buying a fuck ton of tools, dude.
I want to get more tools. And I don't know why. Like, I just want more tools.
I mean, I think
it's because I'm turning XX years old.
Yeah, that happens, I think. I think your balls drop.
I think I just want to be prepared for, like, when things break. And I want
Yes, exactly. And that's how we know we're getting older, because we look for better parking spots. We get tools. We look for what's the better
fucking
savings.
Snow blowers. I don't shovel no more, dog.
Yep.
I just, done.
Yeah,
20 minutes, and I'm going back in the house playing video games.
I honestly like shoveling. It's like a good workout. I guess I like working out.
Ever since the year we had the Super Bowl here, again, when Prince died. Well, just like a few months after Prince died. But we had that big dumb blizzard that came in, and the snow was up to our tits. Guess who had to shovel that whole two-car driveway? Me. Me, and it's like 30 yards from like garage door to the street.
You should be.
It's like an end zone of snow, basically, and it sucks.
You shouldn't be complaining about those fucking luscious gains, bro.
Dude, no, it sucked. My back was destroyed after that.
That's because you had
poor
form.
I couldn't do any work for 3 days after that. I had to just go in and do admin shit.
That's how you know you're really old, when shoveling snow fucks you up for 3 days.
No, but I wasn't even that old. This was like a few years ago, bro. Like I'm now old. I'm now 2 years old. So now so now I'm old. I'm very close to middle age without naming how old I am, but like
very close. Everybody knows how old you are. We've been through this before. But either way,
I never dropped my age online.
Oh, we have.
These niggas don't remember.
Well, okay. So everybody knows you're like 3 years older than me, and I tell my age all the time.
How old are you?
39.
Bullshit.
You're like, bullshit.
This nigga lying. He's like 22.
I wish. If I was 22, I wouldn't have to sleep.
God, if I was 25, my son would still be a little baby, which means I would have no sleep.
You know how I know I'm old? You know what an idea of a good time is? And this is legit. Fucking going to sleep early and sleeping at least 8 to 10 hours, if I can ever get that.
I can't.
But even if I could,
I get like
I can't.
Six at best.
Right. I can't sleep. I wake up every fucking time.
I stay up too late and my dog wakes me up at 8 o'clock sharp, like, feed me.
Oh, man. It sucks. Wake up at 5 in the morning. But that's, I try to go back to sleep.
Oh, there's been mornings where I wake up that early and I just can't go back to sleep.
I'm up that morning.
But it's mostly I just wake up from a shit dream.
If you ever wake up at that time, I'm awake, dude. If you're awake at 5 or 6 in the morning ever before you go, you want trying to go back to sleep and you can't, hit me up because I'm awake.
Yeah, we can have small talk and go back to sleep.
No, you can go back to sleep. I can't go back to sleep. I got so much shit to do.
Every time I'm up, I'm up. There's no way I can go back to sleep. You know what? Fuck yeah. Next time I end up waking up ridiculously early and I don't have to, I'm finna just hit you up. I'm gonna play some Stardew Valley. You can help me on my farm.
Bro, I'm telling you, that's my third farm, and I think that one's my favorite one.
You've done three farms already?
Yeah.
Wait, how many farms do I have?
I've had Stardew Valley for a couple years now, I think.
Like, really?
Yeah, like 2 years now.
I'm just now finding out? Like a few months ago?
Yeah. No, I think I've told you last year. But
no, I found out when you went camping with us this year in August, and that's when I bought Stardew Valley. It was like in the beginning of September.
No, we used to have it on the
on Steam.
Yeah, or no, what was it? I can't remember which.
It's got to be on Steam.
Yeah, but
because wait, if you have it on Steam, that means I have it on Steam because we're on the family share thing.
Family share, yeah.
I'm about to have like a million farms.
But yeah, after this one, because I'm in year three right mm-hmm. now. I'm in the summer of year three, and it's doing pretty good. I just got to get you up on your fucking wines and shit.
Well, I got to get bigger crops too.
Yeah.
I got to make more space, which I've been trying to do, but there's so many trees and rocks.
Here's the thing. Don't chop your trees down. I left half, like, what, every season? Like, the first season, I only used...
Well, the trees keep growing back.
Yeah, no, but the first season, I only used a quarter of the map. I didn't even fuck with it. Second season, I opened it up to half.
Mm-hmm.
Third season, I got 3/4 of it, and the rest is forest. But I needed all that wood, and all of those seedlings and saplings overgrew over that time into a giant... thick ass forest that it took.
I'm gonna have a hard first year though because I fucked up and I didn't do all the collectibles to get the greenhouse before the year is ended. And I'm getting real close to winter soon here.
Well, what you're gonna have to do is get a bunch of wild fucking those seeds, not the wild seeds or the mixed seeds, but the wild seeds for the winter.
No, yeah, I usually grow those when I'm farming and I found them and shit like that, but I never turn them into the goddamn community center.
Fish and mine your ass off, bro. I guess that's really... You got a lot of extra downtime in the winter if you're not, like...
Fishing is my favorite part of the whole goddamn game. Fishing and mining, actually. So winter is, like, ideal for me. That's all I'm going
to
do.
I have to... Like, once you get sprinkler heads, not like the crappy ones. The
little shitty four-way ones.
No, don't... I don't even bother with those. I just don't.
Mm-mm. I just water my shit on my own, and then I buy some, like, salad or some shit at the bar... Get my energy back up, and I just go out and do my thing.
Trust me, get in that mines. Get yourself some gold and some silver, or some iron.
I've been buying ore from the blacksmith since because I haven't been finding it in the mines yet, like the silver and the gold and shit.
You need to get down to the iron starts, I think, around level
10 or 40. 15, 40?
Like, no, that's when it gets good. Is in 40, and then it starts to turn to gold.
Damn, I just got to level 10. I haven't played in a few weeks, though. It's been a while. I just bought the game, like, what? As long as I've been off, is about as long as I bought. 2 weeks. I bought it 2 weeks before this last 2 weeks, right? Yeah, like the last week of September.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yep.
We played it. Stardew Valley is fun.
It's a very fun game. So I highly suggest that people get it because it's an indie game, and indie games deserve our support, and it's a really good game.
I think that's like 2013 or something it came out or mm-hmm. something. It's kind of old.
I don't hear too many people talking about it. I remember Chris bought it ages ago.
Yeah.
He's like, you should really play this game, man. It was really dope. And I was like, man, I already got Terraria.
It's a good farming game. I like the farming. I like I like all of it. The fishing is pretty fun, too. I got to a point where I don't even barely fish anymore, though. Like, it's just all, like, run around, maintenance, everything. Try to get my combat up. And then I keep forgetting.
It's a business now.
Well, not just that. I got Ginger Island open up now, and I'm trying to work that.
Is that where all the redheads are at?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, no. but once you get the boat opened up and you start, like, you got to get the iridium bars and the batteries and the hardwood to the boat. It's fixed. It goes to the island.
Right.
But I don't have time right now to go to the island and do my work out there because it's like summer all year long. You get banana trees and mangoes and all kinds of shit. Yep, I'm going to bring some back and see if I can grow them in my greenhouse.
I like bananas.
I like papayas. I know, like,
mangoes are sweet.
I like papayas.
Papayas?
But nothing can be. Don't tell me about that sweet, sweet love of Jesus.
I wasn't going there.
Yes, you were.
No. I just wanted to say papayas. Papayas.
That's so funny. I wasn't going there. I wasn't going to offend anybody.
Have we really been talking for 49 minutes? Holy shit.
Nuh-uh.
No fucking way. I think we're looking at the wrong time. While I'm fixing this timing situation, it says time.
How? Did you start it like 10 minutes ahead or 20 minutes ahead?
Maybe we did a 5-minute top of the morning or some shit.
But what conversations have we had so far? I feel like we've just started.
I feel like we just started too.
Well, this is interesting. I wonder if Sprout has a technical issue here with...
I'm wondering the same thing.
With our recording?
It does not feel like we've been sitting here for an hour.
Has it really? Keep going. Is that as far back as it goes?
Oh, no, it's going.
Oh, look at
oh,
that.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, okay. So.
Oh. Okay, so let's record some ads and I'll fix this timeline and then we'll be back.
Okay. Oh.
And we're back.
Time?
Welcome
is the time
back
right?
To.
Time.
Oh, time. 22 minutes. It was 22 minutes.
It really, I can't believe
we started way far back in the timeline for our software.
I knew there was something going on.
Yeah, it
there.
Was strange. There was no way an hour.
I was like, there's no
it.
Way that weed
Dude,
was
I
that
was
good.
I was freaking the fuck out. I was like, what happened?
This weed, it tricked us.
This weed tricked us.
It's like time traveler's weed.
That's what we get for shitting on that weed.
Yeah, it is. Can I say something? Your brother said something, and it definitely made me think.
What's that?
He said it's tight, and it is. You know how expensive everything is?
Everything.
Fucking expensive.
Carton of eggs, almost $5, son, if you want the big eggs.
Right. You know.
Ramen noodles, they used to be like fucking 10 for however much, like a little small amount. Yeah. Now they're like $3 for $1 at most. Or $3 for $1 for carbs?
Right.
The same carbs I can get out of just bread. But bread's expensive now.
Yeah.
Everything's expensive.
Yeah, there's no cheap loaves of bread anymore. They're all like $1.50 to $3. Like, that's where they're running, like, normal loaves.
I haven't had a sandwich since Russia invaded Ukraine, bro, and I'm upset.
I still go and buy all that shit, but it's just expensive.
Actually, that's a lie. I bought a Subway sandwich a couple times, but I haven't made a sandwich at home since inflation went up, and it's because America was like, let's give all our money to niggas who ain't dealing with what we're dealing with.
You know, it's crazy that inflation is at an all-time high, but profits are at an all-time high by 50%.
That's a lie, because we're in a bear market right now. Nobody's making no money. The stocks have been going down for like the last, since like February, basically.
Yeah, but they just posted that they got the highest profit margin ever.
How?
In the last
shareholders ain't making no money.
In the last 50 years.
How is that possible when the shareholders ain't making
no
money?
That's the CEOs that are making the money.
That's not profit. That's payroll.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And we're getting, and most people are getting paid dick while inflation goes up.
They must be doing that shit in Japan too, because right now I ain't making no money on my fucking, I have like a dozen shares in Sega right now.
Those chairs are cheap.
They are cheap, but like they keep going up because Sonic Frontiers is coming. I'm waiting for, here's the thing, man. Like, I'm waiting for, like, guys, I know Sega's up to some shit. Like, they're planning something. They're already starting like their own like MCU version of Sonic. Not like in the Marvel comics, but like they said in interviews, like, we're trying to make our own like thing similar to the MCU for like movies and shit. Oh, we got Sonic Frontiers coming out, and if that game does well, then who knows what the fuck's gonna happen. But I think I want them to make a new console. I want them to so bad. I'm not gonna see it unless I buy enough shares, though.
That's a huge.
I told Jeremiah, I'm trying to buy them out. I'm gonna slowly buy all the shares.
That's a lot.
No, they have like 1 million shares, but I keep investing in them every month because I'm gonna get all the shares before I die.
You're gonna own Sega?
I mean, technically, I already do. I have 12 shares,
but solely. It's funny. I don't know, man. It's kind of a crazy market to try to make a console right now, you know?
But Sega hasn't done it in...
Yeah, I know.
20 years.
But is there a place for Sega to make a market?
Yes!
But with
what? What the fuck is the Xbox doing right now? It's just being a fucking PC for peasants.
Yeah.
And I know this because I have a gaming PC at home. And it's just an Xbox to me. It's an Xbox I can run Steam on. It's got the fucking, you hit the Xbox button and it opens up the little fucking little gamer menu and you can fucking take screenshots and do all the same shit you do on the Xbox. It's an Xbox.
It's an Xbox.
If you buy a PC for anything other than working, you have a fucking Xbox. I have a PC at my job right now. It's on a city server, but it... Every day, I log in, and it's like, you want to play some games, nigga? Because we got Xbox.
Yep, that's what they worked on. That's what they got.
We can't install the games because, it's, you know, IT is in the way. But for some reason, the software itself offers me games like all the time. Like, hey, check out the App Store. You want to play some Sea of Thieves? We got that shit. Hey, Overwatch 2 came out. You get in that queue yet?
That's one game I haven't bought nor played.
I gave you a copy of Overwatch and you fucking played Overwatch it once. You already have it. If you installed Overwatch on your PlayStation, you have Overwatch 2.
Do I?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
When it went free to play, everybody who owned a copy beforehand got the fucking game.
Oh. Well, what do you know?
They launched it as an engine update.
Yeah, no, I still haven't played it.
You played it once.
Not the new one.
Oh, no, Overwatch 2, yeah.
Yeah, no.
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 Should you get on with the motherfucker? It's a whole different game now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it still team-based?
It's still team-based, but, like, the mechanics are a little bit different for a lot of players, or for a lot of characters, and you're missing one teammate now.
Hey,
so
man.
So it's 5v5 and not 6v6.
I gotta tell you something. You see...
Oh, wait. I have some gripes about Overwatch 2 real quick. I've been reading a lot of articles. And it's all because I've had these issues. So there's the game launch where couldn't nobody get on. And if you got on, you played for like 30 seconds and you got kicked the fuck out. Or you just couldn't get on because you kept resetting in the queue. Had to deal with that myself for like the first whole week of launch, right? Blizzard finally gets their DDoS attacks and their shit in order. And now people are discovering other bugs. And, a couple of them dealing with Bastion and Torbjorn specifically, right?
Right.
So Blizzard's like, we'll pull these two characters and we'll work on them. And then when we're done, they'll come back. When they pulled those two characters, this happened yesterday. Today's the 10th the 11th as of this recording. Yesterday was the 10th. Yesterday, I get on Overwatch after I get home from work and I'm missing half of every class. So, like, I'm missing half my tanks. I'm missing half my damage. I'm missing half my support. Travis gets on with me. Christopheles gets on with me. Our boy Shane gets on with me. We're all missing half of our fucking roster via, like, class.
Huh.
And so we're like, what the fuck? And it was all the result of them pulling Bastion and Torbjorn out. You can still see them niggas in the menu, but half our roster was missing. And then I go to K&G to go get me some new clothes today. My boy Travis texts me. He goes, I don't see Bastion in the menu. And I was like, what? And so I Googled it. I read the article, which explained everything I just told you. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're not going to see him for a while. Torb's gone too. So it's been out for like a week and a half now. It came out on the 4th, right? Today's the 11th. No, it's been out for a week exactly. And they can't get their shit together.
Why even launch? It's like all those expectations. It's somebody who wants that money.
It's they pulled a Sega move. Remember when they did that shit with Sonic 06? Like, oh shit, our fucking 25th anniversary is coming up or some shit like that. Let's fucking launch this bug riddled game.
That's stupid.
Let me read. I have a comment here from it was a user on Kotaku. Oh, I didn't save it. I have to pull up in the text. Hang on one second. I did save the screenshot, just not on my actual phone. They say, I feel horribly for the Overwatch team itself, but good Lord, was Kaplan really the glue holding it all together? Jeff Kaplan had left when they were working on Overwatch 2. He says, I know it's likely more complicated than that, and it's extremely rare that one person has that much influence on a project worked on by hundreds, but like, damn, man. At the same time, I can't help but delight in seeing Blizzard face-planting over and over again, especially given how they kind of handled Overwatch poorly over the years.
They did a lot of things poorly over the years recently.
Well, the community instantly got toxic after, like, the first year. Me and Chris witnessed that shit firsthand. Smite's still dealing with that shit. Mm. I played Smite heavily with Chris on PlayStation. I was like, you know what? I just got this new gaming PC.
That's why I don't play.
This is how long ago it is. My gaming PC is no longer new. But I got that PC, and I was like, I'm going to play Smite on there. And we lost the first match I played in.
Yep.
No one's fault in particular. And the one angriest kid in, like, the whole group gets in the fucking text chat and says, I hope you all drink bleach and die. That's the shit people have to deal with in Overwatch, like, all the fucking time. Not like now. Blizzard's been, like, really, like, anti-cheating and harassment. But they still got some shit to work on. Because, like, in the voice chat, for example, Christopheles was just telling me that he had to report somebody, what was it, like a day or two ago, that it was a white dude in the chat talking about, oh, y'all some bitch ass niggas, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if it was like with a soft A or a hard R. Chris referred to it as bitch ass niggas, but he was reporting this kid like instantly. I had to wait like 15 minutes for this nigga to write this report. He wrote like a whole 10 page report.
Damn. Yeah, so that's why I stopped playing first-person shooters online.
I still fucks with them, man. I don't give a fuck about them bitch-ass kids.
I know, but it's like a constant mute party. You always got to put everybody on fucking mute all the time because you got these little-ass kids running in their mouth and all these grown-ass adults acting stupid. And it's just like,
I don't know. Sometimes I kind of thrive off that shit because I know it doesn't really affect me at the end of the day. Most of these cats ain't even really talking to me. It's just a bunch of bitch-ass motherfuckers being on some bitch-ass shit, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of just let that motivate me to feel better about how I am as a person because I'm not on that shit.
But that's what's so hard about playing games that, like, require some form of team effort. And when you got people...
Well, there are people who refuse to stop. They'll stop being a team player the minute shit don't go their way. I see where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, and or they fucking trash somebody else because they're not doing their job, you know what I mean?
Because they're busy chasing kills instead of being a team player.
Right. And that's why when Call of Duty was out, I tried playing like all of those other games and I just said, fuck it, free for all's for me. Cause I don't have to worry about teamwork. I'll just kill everybody.
That's why I'm glad Overwatch is 5v5 now because, it's way easier just to team up with all the friends that you have. Like, for example, like I can't really team up with six people all the time. We always ended up getting that one rando. Yesterday, we almost had a 5-person team. If you would have been on, we would have been a 5-person team. It would have been way more enjoyable because it would have been peers and colleagues.
Yeah. Yep.
I say you should check it out. You missed out like every goddamn season of Overwatch that's ever existed in the first one. Like all of them. There's like 30-something fucking seasons of competitive and you ain't played a single one.
Nope. I'm almost a virgin.
That shit's been out for like 6 years now.
Yeah.
You can't play Overwatch 1 no more, but when you do put that disc in, it fucking instantly puts in Overwatch 2.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
It's not a waste of money.
My backlog is ridiculous still. Money. I still have every Ninja Turtles game to play on that thing.
We still have to link up and play.
Yep.
I've been playing on that shit, though.
Yeah,
I haven't done any of the Game Boy ones. I'm intimidated by those.
I've been playing Ninja Turtles 1 on the NES, on the PlayStation. That's like the one game.
I've been playing that a lot. Way more than anything else. I played the occasional Turtles in Time and like arcade game and shit, but Turtles 1 is my fucking cross to bear. I've never beaten it, and I will. I swear to God I will. Either on that PlayStation or on my NES, but I'm going to beat that fucking game. It's going to happen. I can get past the dam. I can do anything. And I can get past the dam.
Yeah, that shit used to be one of the hardest parts of the game.
It was ridiculously hard when I was like 8. But now I know it's trickery.
Yep. I remember there's a few of those games, like Ninja Gaiden, like the first one on the last, second or third to the last stage. It was like retarded hard. I don't even know how I figured it out or anybody figured it out. But there's a person who figured it out and was able to beat it in like 10 minutes or something crazy like that.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah.
Takes me like 30 to 40, maybe sometimes 60 minutes to beat that game. I'll be trying to speed run, though. I'll be trying to be careful. I do want to do some speed runs of Sonic, like all the Sonics.
I did a couple of speed run attempts of DuckTales.
Ooh, that's a hard one to beat.
Dude,
you might as well be trying to speedrun Mega Man 2.
I was getting really close, dude. Actually, there's a few of them where I was like 30 seconds off of fourth place.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yep.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking. I've seen a couple of your stats when you first got it.
It's a tough game to speedrun, but it's all on that first stage when you pick that moon base.
I forget what Dad has been playing, but he's been hitting a whole bunch of speedrun records on certain things.
Yeah, I like to play like a lot of the older games and try to. And you know what? I like that they're showing up on the PlayStation and everything because it's more reliable. I don't have to worry about bumping my Nintendo. Or just
pulling the cord out.
Or sometimes the shit just flashes off. You know, you'll be playing a game and it just turns itself off.
Or it freezes. It goes.
Yep. I don't have to worry about that. I can actually just play the game, and then I can quick reset and do the whole line. You know, that's why I like it.
I still like to have the physical copies, though.
Yeah, I do. That's why I got a ton of them. I'm
same. Actually, you never show me them websites, man. I've been buying all kinds of shits. Well, you've seen everything I got right now, but I'm getting more. I gotta get another copy of Pokken because that one didn't work and I didn't get my return on it, and that's my fault. Whatever, I was too busy. But I'm getting another copy, and then I'm trying to rebuild my NES collection, which is almost done from like what I had in childhood. But I'm missing a couple of things. Like I can't remember if I have Paperboy or not anymore.
Yeah, you have that game.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think I need what am I missing? I need Turtles 2. I need Tournament Fighters on the NES.
That's an expensive game to get right now.
Are you serious? How much?
It is a dumb expensive. It's like a plus 100 plus at least.
I'll just keep the copy I got on PlayStation. I need I don't have Mario 3.
Yeah.
I don't have Mario 2 either, I don't think. I used to, though. Oh, all the Donkey Kongs.
All the Donkey Kongs.
Let me try Englishing again. I have to get my hands on a working NES or SNES again.
Right. There's a lot of places. There's a place on Central, and it's just off of Broadway and Central.
If I go up to Tom's store, I'll be straight. I just got to go up to they got Highlander.
Gamer Heads. There's a lot of places that have, like, SNESs that they take apart, they clean, and they make sure they work before they put them on the shelves, you know?
That's what Tom does.
Yep. That's what I appreciate. And there's
and that's why I go to Highlander Games. Highlander Games, Anoka, Minnesota. Sponsoring, they're not really sponsoring us, but you should really check out Highlander Games if you live in the area.
There's another place, Gamerheads, but they...
Gamerheads is dope. Yep. I've been there, yeah.
Yep. Also, dude, there's a pizza place right next to Gamerheads, between Gamerheads and the AMC movie theater. Check it out. They got bomb-ass pizza by the slice.
You talk about that pizza place with all the dope-ass like arcade references and shit? I haven't been there yet, but I've probably passed it because I've been over in that area.
Yep, yep. You walk by, it's done up like Mario Brothers on the outside. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. Yeah, but that place on Central, that's where I go and find like some cheap shit. That's where I found Dogma, dude, for like $2.
Really?
Yep. And that's like a rare movie. It's one of those movies that are way out of print. Uh-oh. What do you got? The Colbert Report.
But Amex is in a class action lawsuit right now because white people feel like they're being persecuted based on their race.
Wait, who?
American Express. Express.
Why? Wait, how are they being sued?
Well, here's an article I found. Funny, it's on Fox Business, but this is the article I found. Three more plaintiffs joined class action against American Express alleging discrimination towards white employees.
What? Mm-hmm. Hoka.
Where's the goddamn article? Oh, they pulled the article down. I can't read it no more. Let me reload the page real quick. It was a really funny read. Here we go. Put this out for a second.
You do that.
Three more plaintiffs have joined a class action lawsuit filed in August alleging that American Express subjected white employees to racially discriminatory policies that fostered a hostile work environment. Since the filing of this lawsuit, my firm has been inundated with calls from former and current Amex employees from all around the country who read the allegations of the complaint and couldn't believe how accurately they described their own experiences with the company, attorney David Pivtorak told Fox Business. On August 23rd, Pivtorak filed a class action on behalf of former Amex employee Brian Netzel and potentially thousands of other similarly situated employees following what the complaint described as an avalanche of bad things coming to white people in the company once George Floyd was killed. That's where I started laughing. Like, that can't be real. The lawsuit alleges that Amex implemented anti-racism policies throughout its corporate structure in the wake of Floyd's death that gave preferential treatment to individuals for being black and unambiguously signaled to white employees that their race was being an impediment to getting ahead in the company, end quote. In an amended complaint, three new class representative plaintiffs alleged discrimination similar to which Netzel described. Netzel told Fox Business at the time his complaint was filed that Amex's racial policies flooded the workplace with a tremendous amount of animosity. He alleged white employees were unfairly punished or passed over for promotions, while some black employees were promoted merely to meet racial quotas, and that some felt empowered to root out, in McCarthy-era fashion, people who didn't agree with this overall philosophy.
I like the way you said that.
I didn't. That's how it was written in my face.
This is, I don't know.
Wait, hold up. In his original complaint, Netzel alleged that his female manager, who was black, would quote, aggressively harass and berate white employees, end quote, and that Amex was not only aware of her behavior, but provided financial incentives to executives to reduce the number of white employees. One of the new plaintiffs, who resides in a different city than the original plaintiff, claims to have been subjected to racial harassment and discrimination from that same manager. Another alleges to have been harassed and denied a promotion on racial grounds by a different manager. All three of the new plaintiffs say They were forced to resign from well-paying positions in the company to escape its racially toxic environment. Quote, it's hard to put into words how racially toxic that working environment must have been from top to bottom, where you can hear it in these people's voices. Mm-hmm. I only hope mm-hmm. that more employees come forward to challenge these abhorrent practices, because that is how we will finally bring the wrongdoers to justice. End quote, attorney Piv Torek said. Amex did not provide comment on the amended complaint, but denied claims of the original suit, with a spokesperson telling Fox at the time, quote, the allegations made about our company in the lawsuit are false and without merit. We have a longstanding commitment to living our company values, which include a fostering a diverse and inclusive culture where all colleagues can thrive. Advancement, hiring, compensation within our company is based solely on individual qualifications, businesses, and leadership performance. Any claim to the contrary is wrong. We don't apply any incentive for behaviors that discriminate against anybody.
Oh, man.
So it's just a bunch of angry MAGA hats.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. But there's only so few of them. You know what I mean? That's why there's like three other people. I got some news.
Three other people.
I got some news.
Yeah, I got. Go, give me the news.
It's good news or bad news, depending on how you feel about Blink 182. But they have all three original members starting a tour, and it's starting here in St. Paul.
Wait, repeat that.
Blink 182 and all three original members are going to be starting a tour here in Minnesota.
Wait, when were their unoriginal members?
I don't know. Travis Barker hasn't been around for a while.
But that doesn't mean he was out of Blink 182, right? Like,
yes, it does.
Dave Grohl been away for a while, but that he's still the part of the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters.
But like on tour, I'm sure he's like, if he hasn't been there and they have to make money doing tour, they can't do Foo Fighters without Dave Grohl, but they can definitely do Blink 182 without Travis Barker or whatever his name is.
Yep. Anybody can do that. All the
small.
Oh, the guitarist.
The drummer.
Oh, the drummer. You did a guitar first.
I know. Because you started doing all that. I was like, yeah. This guy got mad at me. I don't really know how I feel about that. They're really old and aging. And it feels like, you remember back in the early 2000s when like all the old big hair bands started to do their reunion tours and shit?
Like Poison, yeah. And Warrant, and Rat, and like, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming around for like all those bands we grew up with. And it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Do you want more news?
Oh, did you hear about Merwin Liquor?
About what?
Merwin Liquor.
How they're shutting down over on Broadway?
Yeah, and they're getting sued and everything.
Really?
Yep.
That they might end up shutting down over there in Brooklyn Park then, if that's the case.
Yeah, they're getting sued.
I didn't know they were getting sued, but I know they're getting shut down.
Well, there's a potential lawsuit or something like that.
For
right
what?
Now.
I just thought they were shutting down on Broadway because of the crime.
For what? Because of all that shit that they allow to happen on their property and premises.
Like selling to minors and shit like that?
Yeah. Not just that, but like all the fucking shit that's gone on. Have you seen the parking lot there at Broadway?
Not in a while, but I can't imagine it's no different than the last time I seen it.
It is fucking buck ass wild there.
And yeah, so it's about the same.
It's actually, to me, from my perspective, it's gotten worse. There's just way more of it. Like before, there'd be like 30 motherfuckers out there. Now there's like, I don't know, there's a giant mob of motherfuckers just hanging out in the parking lot. Cooking barbecue and fucking selling drugs and
doing
all that
shit. We get that
shit
in our parking lot at my liquor store. Do be out here selling burgers and shit.
Yeah, but they don't like. Okay, you guys have your doors closed, right? People walk in and out of it.
Yeah.
Their doors are open with crowds of people just standing in the doorways. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
I had to make a face, but I realized we were not really on camera. So yeah. I was like,
Yeah, it is crazy over there. Like, I wouldn't stop at that liquor store. You got to go through a crowd of people that are in it, like standing in the doorway. Now, they're not just like at the door or on the side of the door. They're like in the store and out the store. Like,
that's crazy.
Yep. I'm like, what the fuck? And it's just crowds of people all over there.
One more thing.
Oh, yes.
Biden pardons thousands convicted of marijuana possession under federal law.
Yes.
I'm not going to read the article. Because I've already the article that I just pulled up isn't the same article I read earlier. But I do remember some stats, like how over 6,500 people will be released. I think it's like over that, but like I'm the approximate number is like 6,500 people will be released out of federal prison for minor marijuana offenses.
That's a lot of state money. Yay! That's a lot of money, taxpayer money right
there. And then Biden also encourages state governors to do the same on a state level.
Right.
Because like on a state level, there's like over like 20,000 niggas locked up for just having like a dime.
Right.
And I've been saying it for years. If you live in a state that got legal weed, you should have been let them niggas out.
Yeah.
You should have been let them niggas out. That shit is crazy to me.
Colorado.
California.
Seattle. Washington.
Oh, that's more recent.
Yeah. But so what? You should
have been let them niggas out.
South Dakota. They were just legalized last year.
Washington, motherfucking D.C.
Bitch.
Mm. Shout out to Washington, D.C.
Oh.
We won't storm you.
Okay, here's another thing that bothers me. That South Dakota's legal now, right? But
how recent is that?
I think beginning of last year or something like that, this year. They're just now starting to get shops and things starting to come around the corner here.
Right.
But you know how we're supposed to have like be a sovereign nation, like all of the reservations, we're supposed to be able to do what we want. So when we go to grow weed,
right.
The federal government and everybody steps in and says, no, you can't do that.
But they're not supposed to be able to intervene on reservation land.
There you go. What does that tell you?
You can't fucking violate a treaty that you wrote.
Of course they can. That's what they
are. Oh, yeah, they can because they promised me $1,500 and I got $477 for that frontline worker shit.
You know they broke every single fucking treaty that they have? Every single one. Everyone. There's not one that they kept.
Mm. It's crazy how Cedar Avenue on that, no cedar trees.
Yep.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm putting new news in.
Okay.
Oops. Delta 9 THC is now legal for recreational use and sale in the state of Minnesota. Stores across Rochester and southeast Minnesota have been selling Delta 8 and CBD products, and they're seeing high volumes of blah, blah, blah. Let me click the link and actually get more out of this. I think we can't get the flower legally.
Why can't? What is their problem with flower?
Oh, because God doesn't want us touching plants.
Because now, okay, so with this Delta shit, right? You could sit there and smoke this shit in a motherfucking casino.
It legalized the concentration of Delta 9. But I can't just fucking go to a store and buy some goddamn weed. Ooh, that's it.
There's such a big stigma with fucking smoking pot, dude. It's weird. It's
how you gonna be a blue state and be like, oh, we're still gonna hold your hand like we're red.
Well, because we might be a blue state, but we have tons of pussies. We have tons of like
bunch of Michelob Golden Light drinking ass.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know how many people I know that don't smoke pot that have misconceptions about pot? It's insane. Same thing with mushrooms or acid. Like they have the fucking quickest and sternest opinions about it.
I feel like mushrooms and acid should still be level one or schedule one.
No,
because of just how fucked up you get off of them. No, but like weed should not be no schedule one narcotic.
If you can drink yourself to death, I should be able to fucking take mushrooms. Where I can't die, and I could eat more mushrooms than you could drink, and you would die.
So mushrooms can be scheduled too, but acid's still schedule one.
And
I watched
some...
a man try to peel himself.
I watched a man have to get peeled off the roof of a car because he was drunk.
Okay, fair point. Fair point. What's alcohol anyway? Like with schedule two?
I don't know.
I'm not even gonna bother Googling that shit. I just know that you can just walk into literally any store and buy it in most states.
Yep. It's weird. It is weird. Cocaine's not even a Schedule One.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, they have medical use. They have medical cocaine.
Oh, yeah, because I remember Mr. Anderson from North.
Mm-hmm.
He had uneven nostrils. He had a football injury where one of his nostrils was closed shut, and they stuck sticks of cocaine up there. One was bigger than the other. He got one big nostril, one little one now.
He ate that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
He was living the
that
life.
Inner nostril was like, nom, 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 nom. He goes to school. Hey, how's it going? Who wants to fuck?
All of his ideas were good ideas. He was going into business.
He wrote so many screenplays, and he was like, I'm going to be a civics teacher.
Yeah. That's so funny. No, there's a lot of drugs that should be legal.
I think all of them should be legal, and everybody should just learn from their decisions.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's how humanity has prospered, is that we make terrible decisions, and then we learn from them.
That's the thing. There's like nobody's allowed to make mistakes anymore and learn from them, you know.
I remember when I made mistakes.
That's how people learn. I know that's how I learned. I fucked up. I was like, shit, don't do that again.
That fire is pretty. Let me touch it. Oh, that's hot. I'm not touching it.
Let me get a drag of your cancerette.
I'm about to save your motherfucking life.
Let me get a drag of that cigarette.
No.
All right, I'm going to drink your Trulies up.
Okay, fine, here. Some of them a bitch.
This.
Wonderful. That's all I got for news. That's the end of the news.
Speak to the spirits here with my tobacco.
You didn't even do this.
Hoka. I don't do that. That's for sage, bruh.
I knew that. I was making sure you knew.
Thanks.
Mado.
It's Gawin Gegu.
God, that's such a fucking good show. Reservation Dogs?
Yeah, it is.
It's such a good show.
I like that show. It's weird to
me. I spent my whole life believing I had a little bit of Native in me, and I took a DNA test, and I found out I have none. And my dad, not my dad who raised me, but like my biological father, he freaked the fuck out when I told him that. And he's like, you know you're my son, right?
Do you even know if you have Native in you?
This nigga is just like the white people up here. Like, well, I got an uncle that lived on the res.
I know a lot of people who are part Native. She cracks me up. But, they're whores.
Natives?
Yep, we're whores, no?
I was gonna say, you're racist against your own people. Oh, I guess my iPad storage is full.
Which is a good thing.
No, it's terrible. It means I have too much art saved on my shit, which means I need to finish drawing.
Yes. Yes, you do. You definitely need to finish your drawings.
Maybe it's 10 minutes on this camera. Who knows?
Who knows? Time is going. It's almost been in a whole hour.
What are we at on the thingy thing?
58 and a half minutes.
No, we ain't.
Yes, we is.
Shut your face.
I can't. If I do, then it's just you talking. Man, what do you got going on?
I ain't doing shit after this. What you got going on?
I gotta move a couple of things. You wanna help me?
Yeah, I can lift some things.
I don't have any. Fuck, I gotta pick up and do stuff.
I'm not touching your balls again, though.
What?
No.
That's what you're supposed to help me with, so I don't step on them.
Hey, help me move this shit. And I bent over to grab a box, and you're like, no, grab these balls, baby.
Heavy weighs the crown. Oh, man.
Oh, shit, it was a good session.
Yeah, it was.
And since my schedule is more consistent, we can have more of these episodes. And when it gets cold out, I got bundles of wood.
Bundles of wood now, girl.
But get the bundles. Yeah.
All I hear
bundles
is
of wood.
Clicking on your thing.
Get the bundles, baby. Okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Twas a pleasure.
Thanks for putting
I'm
us
glad
in
that
your
we
ears.
Were able to be back after this year of trying times.
Yeah, love
which
it.
Was filled with many eggs.
I hope you love it. Yes.
This podcast is brought to you
by Anchor. Yeah. Oh, why don't you bend over and get that remote?
Shout out to my family on the James side. We've been having some hard times, and I love you all, and I really hope that everybody's doing okay. Can I offer you an egg in this trying time? That's all I got. Well, as always, my name is Sprout.
I am Jeremy, I think.
And we're going to be out of here.
Top of the morning.
I got a head rush. All right, y'all. Peace.